So I will share a little bit as a background context for the experience that I'll be guiding you through in mindful healing. So combining those two words is an exploration of the experience of what mindfulness is, to simply be present with things as they are and bring certain qualities of being and intentions with our experience. And in my 30 years of study and practice of naturopathic medicine and mind-body healing and mindfulness and meditation, two things come together quite well as far as understanding the healing process of also including being with our truth or our pain or our difficulties, as well as finding solutions and things to do in therapies and treatment to move forward towards healing and curing. So they kind of go together. But in the spirit of this guided meditation of exploring being with ourselves and being with our difficulties, which is what I've chosen to do, finding peace is also peace within ourselves, not just through relaxation, which is wonderful and brings us peace, but also by exploring our relationship with ourselves and how we be with aspects of our being, mind, body, spirit, as it were, that cause us difficulties, some challenges and stresses and pains and wounds. And so this meditation is to guide us in a process of exploring them and being with them in a mindful, healing way. So in that context, I'd like to share a couple of sayings to reflect on. Part of what I'm sharing with you of mindful healing is actually part of contemplative medicine, which is also looking at and reflecting on what's happening, our dis-ease, and exploring our relationship to it, and exploring our ability to be resilient in how we choose to be with it and respond. So this saying means a lot and is kind of at the heart of my practice over the years. Serenity is not freedom from the storm. It is peace amidst the storm. What mindfulness is in its essence is paying attention and listening and being present and being at peace in the midst of the storm that may be present in our own minds and bodies and hearts and spirits. And from that, healing arises. So before guiding you, two more sayings that have deep meaning for me in this journey. And one is, one does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. So as much as I, as a doctor and therapist and teacher, want to heal and fix and cure my students and patients from their ails and from what they want moving forward, I have found that part of that process is teaching them how to open to and embrace their wounds directly and learn how to be with it in a new way. Then what they do to heal it or cure it or fix it or get rid of it is approached with a more loving and compassionate intention, which often is at the heart. That's what I hope to guide you with today in learning seven intentions and ways of being. And this is also epitomizing mindfulness practice. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Mindfulness helps us see and be with things in a new way. So find a comfortable place to sit, closing the eyes. First few minutes will just be basic mindfulness practice to tune in, to pay attention to your breath. being aware either of the air entering and leaving through the nostrils, or noticing the rise and fall of the abdomen and chest on each inhale and exhale. Gently connect through awareness, the actual experience of breathing, of just being present and paying attention to what's happening with your breath. Mindfulness brings us into the moment where healing happens, where life happens, where love happens, where peace happens, here and now. So we start with ourselves being here and now with our own breath, and choose one of those two places as the point of focus for your mind's attention. And just let the mind rest there. And we're all beginners with open minds, allowing what will unfold to unfold. We may have intentions for something to happen, but we let go of our attachment to make it happen. We just let things be as they are. With patience to be here now. With non-judgment. Accepting, welcoming what arises and letting it be. These are the intentions that we cultivate. And greeting our experience with a gentleness and a kindness and a compassion for whatever arises. So we have the breath, most basic of beginning of mindfulness practices. And as training a puppet dog, because meditation is a training of the mind and the heart. But in training the mind in mindfulness, it's like the puppy dog on the leash having to be run back to your side, not to wander away. So as you tune into your breath, your mind will wander. It will have other thoughts. It will tune into a sensation in the body. A mood or emotion might arise in the moment. In the beginning practice, we simply notice what arises and we return to the breath. We're training the mind to be still, more still, without forcing it. So continue to just breathe. Even as I'm speaking, turn into the breath. And now gently scan your body with your awareness, with the breath, breathing into your feet and your ankles and your calves, and just bring awareness and the breath to the body. Gently scan the body, hips and the thighs, the abdomen, the chest, shoulders, back and spine, the arms, tuning in to the body, letting it be, just noticing as you bring the awareness through the neck, into the face, and just gently bringing awareness to the jaw, and allow the lips to part and the jaw to open ever so slightly. You'll notice a release of tension in the letting go by bringing awareness and seeing and sensing the tension that's there unconsciously, that bringing awareness can, it lets go on its own. And more, we're just coming into the moment, whatever arises. We breathe into the whole body. We can bring awareness to the mind and notice thoughts in the mind, like clouds in the sky coming and going. And yet underneath there's the calm blue sky. So let the clouds come and go, and just notice what's there. And then tune into the heart. Notice feelings or moods or emotions that might be present. And sometimes they come in waves at times in our lives when we get angry or when we have grief. And we can't stop the waves, but mindfulness is surfing those waves, letting them come, not pushing them away, not getting lost in them either, finding that middle ground to stay calm in the storm. Storm of our own mind and body, our own life. When we bring this to pain, from whatever source, an illness, a diagnosis, a dis-ease, in the mind, anxiety, depression, sadness, grief, fear. Whatever the wound, whatever the pain, whatever there may be to treat it therapeutically, to use to move towards healing and wholeness, we integrate being present with it, opening to it as a foundation from which to do our work. Continue breathing, staying in the now. I'll be guiding you momentarily into an exploration of working with pain and difficulty, of exploring intentions for mindfulness and healing. Not to fix it or cure it or even to heal it, but to be with it and see it with new eyes. Relate to it in a new way. In sharing, I'm reminded of the Martin Luther Kings and the Gandhis and the Nelson Mandelas who struggle and fight for big causes and battle big obstacles. And their power comes from the peace and compassion from which they do their battle. I sense healing can be the same thing. We want to change and we want to heal ourselves and we want to get better and we want to fix this symptom and that, and we get a diagnosis and it needs treatment and it needs healing. But it also needs kindness and compassion. It also needs peace as the starting point and nonviolence as a starting point from which to begin the healing. All sickness is home sickness. All healing is self-healing. The journey home to your true self. A pain and illness can be the teacher that guides us home in that healing to our true self. So I'm going to guide you now in a reflection. This is available as well in an article that was written a number of years ago, but the script for this meditation is available on that. I think it will be on the website in case you want to follow it and or use it again. So as you're just being present, watching your breath, turning your awareness within, tune into the rhythm of your breath. And this guided meditation reflection involves simply just asking some questions and just opening to whatever response comes from inner wisdom. It's just an exploration. It's living questions. This is healing. Living questions. Hang out in the unknown. Trust the emergence of whatever will be. Trust. The insight will come. But we're seeing with new eyes. So focus on some issue, some challenge, some opportunity in your life now that you may be aware of, working on, causing you stress, causing you pain, causing you difficulty, some part of your life. And just follow these suggested questions. And at a later time, you can spend more time reflecting. If my symptom, my issue, my challenge, my pain of mind, body, spirit has a meaning, or if it has a message, what might that be? Is it trying to tell me something? Is there a message? Am I listening? Have I been listening to that aspect of this experience? Giving it space. Letting it be. Is there any meaning here? Is there a message here? Is there an opportunity here? Another question. To reflect on, explore, bring awareness. How have I been with this situation, this issue, this pain, this difficulty? What has been my relationship to it? Do I listen to it? Am I pushing it away? Have I denied it, avoided it, judged it? Am I trying to get rid of it, bypass it? As challenging and difficult as it may be, and as much as I want healing. How have I treated it so far? Just allowing yourself to reflect on that, just to see the truth of that. How have I been with it? What's this about? Can I give it some space and pay attention and just listen? Again, these questions and processes of mindfulness, while can be practiced on their own, are often integrated with other aspects of your healing efforts. And mind-body-wise, with imagery, with counseling, but they present an approach to help balance all that we are doing to heal by exploring how to be with it. And then there's reflecting on, is it possible, and perhaps I've suffered because of my reaction to it, because I've been reacting instead of choosing how to respond. And this is not to judge or blame, this is just to be aware. Sometimes, that I've learned in specializing in stress-related illness, it's the stress itself and the issue itself is one thing, but our reaction to it often, unfortunately, can heap on a lot of extra stress that also has to be dealt with to get to the core. So let's explore. Have I suffered because of my reaction to it? Not to judge myself, but to be gentle. In a non-judgmental way, just to see the truth, just to reflect on these questions. Is it asking me to let go of something? From the Buddhist perspective, where mindfulness arises, the suffering comes from attachment, from holding on. Is it asking me to let go? The serenity prayer, can I accept the things I cannot change? Is there a lesson here in this situation? Where's the healing? Giving it space, letting it be, listening, bringing a mindful awareness, touching it with mercy. Embracing it in wholeness. Welcoming it with an open heart and open mind. Imagine doing whatever is necessary therapeutically for healing or curing, but from this perspective. From Rilke, perhaps all the dragons in our lives are princesses, waiting to see us act just once with beauty and courage. Perhaps everything that frightens us is, in its deepest essence, a part of us that feels helpless and needs our love. Can I be spacious and receptive to what arises? Without resistance and aversion, can I welcome it with compassion and mercy and love, self-acceptance? Not surrender and give up, but start from embracing. So explore how this shows up in you, in your body, as sensations, how it lives in you, in your mind, as thoughts and attitudes and beliefs. How it shows up in your heart as feelings. Can I let it all be okay? Radical acceptance, some title of the book by Tara Brach, also a mindfulness Buddhist meditation teacher and therapist. Can I let everything be without fighting it or struggling with it or resisting it? Can I be with the truth, with acceptance? Alice Miller, the liberating experience, facing painful truth. Can I allow pain, difficulty, stress to simply happen? Just let it be there as it is. And relax with compassion and gentleness around it. Think of times in your life when you've had difficulty and a friend was there. And their presence of saying, I hear you. I care. Of knowing that you're not alone. Not of them trying to fix you and cure you, although they cared and they wished that they could and they might wish that they should try. But the first is just to be present. Just to let you know it's okay. That's what mindful healing is with yourself. To start from, it's okay. And it's painful. And there might be lessons. Imagine opening your heart to receive and welcome your wounded parts and the burdens they may carry. Let them in. Open to them. Welcome them into you. Embrace them with mercy and awareness. Breathe into and through the pain of body, mind, and heart and soul. As if this is the place the breath enters and leaves. And just repeat the phrases will find your own meaningful phrases. I care about my pain. I welcome you into my heart of compassion. I accept you just as you are with unconditional friendliness. May I have the courage to be free from fear. May I be peaceful with what is happening. May I be free from suffering. And someone once asked me, as we're coming to a close for this meditation, what is my spiritual intention? What's my purpose? And as we're doing a meditation for pause for peace, I've often reflected and challenged in my own way, in my own practice, to find my peace and share it with others. And that's really what this is about, that we're all in it together. And as we find our own peace and our own light, we naturally share it with others. And the journey starts within ourselves. And being with our own challenges, with love and acceptance and compassion. And from there, we move forward with what's appropriate therapeutically. Not mutually exclusive approaches. We need both healing and doing. And we need curing and being. So this practice, for those in the health field, has very profound, and this is all researched, mindfulness practice, has profound effects on the mind and body clinically for the immune system, for the brain, for the genetics. Amazingly, mindfulness transforms the cells at the genetic expression level, enhances the immune system, and also can transform neural pathways in the brain. So many benefits to meditation practice. Decreasing stress, increases your ability to regulate your emotions, helps you be with things with less fear and anxiety, and you learn to respond instead of react, and again, stay calm in the storm. It's been expanded from healthcare to now mindfulness in education and mindfulness in business for performance and focus and clarity and cognitive functioning and self-confidence. So I wish all of you a happy and healthy 2016 and a mindful, healing new year. And thank you for the opportunity of sharing this. And I suggest reflecting on this further at some time when you have the time to sit with some of the questions and reflections that I've suggested today. I think I shared with you, besides the article that has the script for the meditation that I just did on working with pain and difficulty, also the 7 intentions. It comes from the work of Jon Kabat-Zinn, but that's a really helpful guide for the question, how can I be with this? And it provides those 7 intentions of a beginner's mind and non-judgment and patience and trust and non-striving and acceptance and letting go by letting be and holding it all with love and compassion. It's quite simple. It's amazingly profound when we apply it to the truth of our pain.